Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Ground Zero, celebrating love in the moon, hosted by Anaya Betts and Reginald Clemens. We celebrate by recognizing small steps and leaps and bounds of individuals and activist groups whom have led us further away from slavery and closer to full freedom, from mass incarceration through efforts for justice reform and in society at large. Hello, how are you all doing? Thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed today's show. Today we'd like to talk more about Dream Space, and it's an organization and program that's going to create generational wealth within the African-American community, and it's modeled to uplift people from poverty and to increase home ownership and to create a single market. For more details, before I say anything that's inaccurate, Anaya Betts is the one that's going to be talking about Dream Stakes. It's her baby, and she's trying to raise it up and have it to grow up to become a fully mature program and financial engine to help people in their financial difficulties.
So you kind of described it perfectly as a financial engine. I could give a little bit of backstory because we've talked really the gist about what it is in our previous shows. So if you haven't heard those previous shows, I believe the first episode aired on January 15th or whatever that Monday is of the 15th, and then in January of this year, and then the second part of it just recently aired about 3 weeks ago, which is the beginning of June, so that first week of June, that Monday. And just to give you a bit of a backstory of where we were when we wanted this and when we decided to do this is, first, the idea came from the late and great Lamont Davis. He was an extraordinary member in bringing this idea to me. Because it was from me working on his project that I was introduced to kind of legitimizing something that we as a community had already been doing, but we had been doing on the low, which is like car dealership auctions or housing auctions. We would pay the people who have the license to get into that auction physically, and they would charge us maybe $500, $200 to go to those auctions so that we could purchase tax sale properties or cars that are from that go get repoed from the dealerships at very low prices. And for him, he was locked up when he came up with this idea, so he wasn't really exposed to that concept except for the idea of what he came up with Verse Nation. And I was working on that project for about 6 to 8 months, and the project slowed down because of different issues, and I sat in my room and I was like, you know, this exact concept of buying to get into the auction will be 10 times more lucrative and more feasible in a sense that more people would, the target market of it would be much larger from going from music to homeowners because everybody wants a house. Everybody needs a house to live. And as I did the research, more and more of the aging homes are being either left abandoned or squatted in because it's, number one, getting more expensive to rehab homes in this in fluctuated market, an inflated market. And number two is they're building homes so cheap now, and not saying that the house is cheap to purchase, but the material and quality and how long it lasts is not the same quality from the 1920s and the 1800s. These houses are falling apart after 10 and 20 years needing major home repairs. So there are more and more houses being put on the market and getting in the market and just being left to decay, while the cost of living and rent is going through the roof. So I said that same concept would apply perfectly here, because we would use it as a financial driver, so that we could fix up our communities, you know. And it's just like the idea of winning the lottery or something like that, or winning a sweepstakes contest. We would be able to generate all these funds, help a small section of the people out who help generate those funds, and then use the rest of those funds for a good cause. And I think the best cause is bringing restitutions to the Black communities that have been left by the wayside by the current power structures, and help us finance our own freedom. And that's what the goal of this is, and that's the backstory.
Oh, okay.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
Try to peel back me. I like to peel back layers on it just a little bit. I see exactly the stream of thought and the stream of the parallels and the intersections between going from co-op auctions that also include property to now taking that model and applying that model to home ownership.
Yep.
That Lamont came away with some modifications or refinements to tailor it to home or real estate. And one of the things that I'll say I applaud you for continuing to keep the legacy going, because this is a legacy project.
Yeah, for sure.
And it started in the right spirit. I applaud you for that. And getting more into talking about you a little bit, your role in dealing with what was the program, the name of the program that Lamont started up?
He started a music streaming service called Verse Nation.
You say Birth Nation?
Verse, like a verse on a song.
Verse. Oh, verse. Okay, verse, like versatile. Verse.
Yeah, verse.
A verse on a song. Okay. Verse Nation. All right. I was wondering, like, what was it that you had did when it came to contributing to the project of Verse Nation?
So I was the lead developer, executive basically the executive developer on the project. I developed
the software.
I found the developers who could build it. I found the proposal and created the proposal that built the framework of what was going to be developed, and I managed the developers as they built the project.
Okay. So that puts you in the position of kind of helping with the architectural structure of everything.
Absolutely.
I can see how they gave you a very intimate knowledge and understanding of the work is.
Absolutely.
The inner work.
Absolutely.
So when you say that you were sitting down contemplating in your room and thinking about dream states, and giving, what is it, developed in your mind and from First Nation, could you kind of like touch upon on the process of that Eureka moment?
I was sitting down, and the first thought that came to my mind was this that you get when, well, it really things, right? It reminded me that people will put in the pot. They don't mind putting it into the pot when the reward is very, very large and valuable and of immediate value. So when you think about the lottery, right, the lottery goes up to millions and it has reached billions of dollars. When you think of what sweeps, when you have sweepstakes or any type of contest, normally people are winning $100 TVs or a car that's worth $50,000, or they're winning, the application process for something, and they're winning the ability to be famous or be on TV or something like that. So people will put in and pay whatever it is that will allow them the chance to get something that they feel is valuable to them. And then the other thing is when I was sitting down and I was like, if it's going to be something dealing with homes, what about the home has the largest market, that the market is mature enough so that we can... so that we can be able to not only educate them further into this movement, but also making sure it doesn't go to waste and we're doing this and people are either abusing
the system.
You have
1 minute left.
And that's where the idea when we say if it's going to be a sweepstakes, then we would have regulations where certain people would qualify within these things for that home renovation. And it originally started out as a home renovation where we would have two winners and both winners would win $300,000 in renovation and labor. And the idea for that was, it was like, well, how much money, what's the max amount of money we could give them to make sure that they could have a complete home remodel and give them their dream home? Because it's really only worth it if you can live in your dream home. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? People will be like, oh, then I'm going to have to sacrifice this for that.
Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.
We'll get Reggie back on the line. And I'll finish my statement is, you would have to sacrifice this for that. And we really didn't want people to come into this feeling like they had to sacrifice something. We wanted them to get exactly what they needed. And then the ability afterwards, they should be in a better position than they were when they first got into whatever predicament they got themselves into. Here's Reggie. Gonna get him back on the line here. And that's where we came up with the $300,000. And with that $300,000, it included. As I was saying, Reggie, just to fill you back in is, that $300,000 would provide them their dream home so that they wouldn't feel like they were having to sacrifice what they needed or what they really wanted and going for what they need at the moment or what is this, because what we want is for people that want to come back and do it again. And if it's not worth it the first time, it won't be worth it the second, third, or fourth time either. And we want people to be like,
that's definitely the mark of any successful business is to have repeat customers.
Exactly. Exactly.
And now, when it comes to, and I know one of the hardest things is dealing with seeding.
The what?
We're talking about origins, right?
Right.
Seeding, the seed money.
Right, of course.
Because we're trying to put it in the ground, water it, feed it, and grow it, and raise it up.
Absolutely.
And a lot of, I've heard a lot of extremely successful business people like Bill Gates and Lee Raymond, to name a few old heads back in the day, some still around. They've often talked about raising a business and who you send, and you have to surround yourself with the right people to raise a business like a child.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the level of dedication it takes. And speaking of that, I have some of the people from First Nation also came over to Dreamstakes.
So Verse Nation never launched. When Lamont passed away, the developer, we were just about to start beta and alpha testing. The developer went away for a month. He was supposed to come back in June, but I guess he extended it because his father was sick and Lamont had passed, and we hadn't developed an alternative plan yet.
Right.
But his family, I've already spoken to his family, and they want to continue the legacy of Lamont and finish Verse Nation and get it ready for launch. So I will be working with the family to continue his legacy. And as far as Dreamstakes is concerned, Dreamstakes is going to...
That's beautiful, because so the roots will still be there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The roots will still be there. Verse Nation will survive, and Dreamstakes will be able to act as a, like you said, that engine that will draw either way it goes, either the people of Dreamstakes will be drawn to Verse Nation because of its success, or Verse Nation's success will be drawn to Dreamstakes because of its success. And that is the ultimate reason why he entrusted me with the executive developer role with my company, is because we're not like a one-trick pony. We have a lot of things down the pipeline, and he had even worked down his own pipeline of what he wanted, and I have record of those things so that we can make sure all of those ideas come to fruition, even the ideas of the other people, and it'll be housed under the legacy of the tech company, because his vision wasn't just for him to profit and become successful, but he wanted to create 1 million black millionaires within 5 years.
No, that reminds me of a seminar I listened to from 1952, How to Be a Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about if you want to become a millionaire or you want to make $1 million, the fastest way to get anything in this world is to figure out how to give it away first.
Mm.
And it'll come back to you.
Mm.
Reciprocity.
Right.
And it's amazing how it works in the universe, but I can see how that service of trying to help to create millionaires would serve you in your servitude,
mm-hmm.
in your striving to serve others and provide a service, because that's what it sounds like. It sounds like you've done and you're developing it continuously to do with the necessary resilience
mm-hmm.
to build scalable and scaled platform. Excuse me. A scaled platform to continue building on a generational wealth, to continue with the Dream Stakes model of people investing by kind of like it's not really a lottery because it's not a risk.
Right.
It's more of a mutual fund structure, but
yep,
individualized without fixed.
Yeah, because you got to understand that the rate in which these auctions and the as the target market grows are almost equal, if you think about it, because say 50,000 people join in on an auction. If they're returning customers, they on their end can manage their winnings and that entry fee as much as they can afford it. It's not like we're charging them a subscription where we're billing them $100 every month. No, they jump in when they can. So as long as you can afford the $100, it's never a waste, because at that point, once you win, whether it's through being the highest bidder or we get alerted on our end that you've already spent maybe you've spent $50,000 worth of entry fees. It is our liberty and our mission to be able to reward our returning customers with that same contract. So you still have the ability to either win the contract through being the highest bidder or being a loyal customer. And we have the ability to do that because it generates that much money.
Okay. All right, we're going to definitely come back to this because we want success grow.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
And be a part of this journey.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Anaya, for sharing your time, sharing your energy, and thank you for the hard work that you do away from this show. And I hope we'll continue to work together for the long haul so that we can bring things to fruition for African-American people. Thank you, everybody. God, I love you, and God bless you, and thank you for listening. This is Anaya Bass, Reginald Clemens, Ground Zero.
Peace.
Peace.